Don't just do a long table. You can round the table.
Just leave the table.
Save the table room beforehand.
Okay. So this week is Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas is in Sefer Devarim. When it comes to the... Good. Someone's paying attention. All right. Good. So far, so good. Right? You get to be my age. You become a grandparent. It's gone. It's all downhill at this point. Oh, who am I sending this for?
Life.
Oh, for me.
Okay, here's one. I'll give him a refill.
Tough crowd. So in general, the names of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah are different, right? Right. We call Bereishis Genesis, right? Shmos should be translated as
names.
But we call it actually Exodus. Vayikra is not the book of and he called, right? Right. But rather it is the book of Leviticus. And the Bamidbar, right, is the book of Numbers. So why is it called the book of... Well, the truth of the matter is it fits in pretty well, right?
Because it tells a lot about the numbers.
Because it's a lot about the sensei or sensei.
I have no idea what the problem is.
probably sensei because it's Greek.
Sensei because it's Latin.
Right. Sensei because it's Japanese. So... And the reason it's called the Book of Numbers is correct because there's an awful lot of numbers in it, right? In the beginning, in the Parshas Bamidbar, we had a fair amount of censuses, and then in once again in this week's Parsha, we're back. We start off with a chart here, little Excel spreadsheet, which gives you the numbers of each of the Shvatim as it appears.
Very next one.
Not that I have.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very kindly. So you'll note, if you just take a look at these numbers, every single number here ends in a zero. Every single number is divisible by 10. And with two exceptions, they're also all divisible by 100, right? When I teach GChem, I tell my students that in fact, that this is what we talk about, significant digits, right? Significant digits indicates what? That when you see a number that's got a lot of zeros at the end, there's a pretty good chance that it's rounded off. So therefore the question is, all these numbers here that we have in the Torah, are they rounded off? Or are these the actual numbers? Did it just happen to fall out that way? And either way, it's a question because why wouldn't the Torah be exact on the one hand? On the other hand, the odds of a number randomly falling on a double zero is 1 in 100. The odds of two of them falling out on a zero is
1 in 10,000.
The odds of 22 of them falling out on a double zero, right? Snowball's chance in a microwave, right? Right, so that's pretty subtle. So the question is, for this to have actually happened randomly is highly unlikely. And to say, well, God miraculously made this happen, that's an odd miracle. What am I gaining from? But I'm Ching. Thank you. Been a great crowd. We'll be here all week. So the question is, what's going on here with these double questions? And this really points to the question of, does the Torah round off? When the Torah gives us a number, is it an exact number, or the Torah doesn't really care that much whether the numbers are exact or not, and therefore rounds off the numbers? So again, as you look in this week's parsha, which is the column on the right, 11 out of the 12 end in a double zero, the only exception being Reuven, that ends with a 30. If you look at the Chidah we call it all the time because we really like the Chidah, and the Chidah, as we said, much of what he writes, he's just writing in the quoting other sources. In this case, he's quoting Rabbeinu Yeshaya HaRishon, who is a Rishon, and he says, "B'kudehem l'matei Reuven tema b'chi efshe shloya chaser echad or shnayim min haklalim." Is it really every time it ends with a zero? Shoma Bikano Yosef, maybe one more, one less. The Yero, the Yesh Lomar Sheena Kosov, Makli Bezek, Xiv Tisbru, Hamishim Yom, they know the mem test, the Hem Mem Arbom Yakenu, the Enu Elo Lamed test. He said, he makes a statement where he said that the Torah rounds off. That is the fact. I say, So for example, it says in the Torah, when it talks about how many days there are in the Sphira, it says that you count 50 days. How many days do we really count? 49. It says when you give Malchus, you give 40. How many do you really give? 39. Right. So the Rabbeinu Yeshaya makes a comment that you see that the Torah rounds off. You see in those cases that the Torah is not giving exact numbers. So this is just another case of that.
Hold on. If the Torah just rounds off, why does the Torah just round off?
That's a great question. And boy, look how many more Meir Makomos we have here. I wonder if we'll hit it at some point. One can only sit here and wonder. So it sounds like the tens, right? Right, 49 begin with. He just makes a comment.
By 49 and the 39.
We will discuss that. We will discuss it. That was not a simple statement he just made, right? So the Rush in Pesachim makes a similar statement, and then but the Rush gets even a little bit further off. Yesh Makshim, right? The Rush is, of course, this is the Rush in Arvei Pesachim, a very primary source. Came in the Kor Kama Tisbu Chamishim Yom Lame Einanu Modim Ela Tishav Arba'im Yom. So some people say, says in the Chumash you count 50 days, but we don't. At no point do we get up and say today is the 50th day, which is 7 weeks and one day for the Omer. But it says that in the Torah, V'dochel Parish HaPosuk Admi Machras HaShabbos Yom Chamishim Tisbu. Some people want to say, yeah, the 50th day of Shavuos. Inami Chamishim Yom Avi Hikraftin the Bas Reksiv. The different answers. Third line, v'li mira she'ein anu tzrichim l'dechukos halalom. He says, I don't think we've got to come up with an answer like that. Came in the kasa be'behedra, shiva shabbos tisru lach, in l'spa yosem yishiva shavuos. Let's be serious. It said 7 weeks. We all know seven times seven is not 50. Period. U'me tisru chamishim yo l'kashim, mivin she'kein derach ha'mikrik, she'migil minyan l'schum, asirios pachos echos mona oso b'cheshbon asiris. This is standard. When you're one off from a 10, you go with the multiple of 10. The Eino Mashkiach HaChesron HaAchon. Psychomatria, you see one more, one less. The Koilo, it's close enough, right? It's horseshoes and hand grenades. As long as you come close, it's good, right? Right? The Eino Mashkiach HaChesron HaAchon. Kiyotzibo, what are other examples of this? So he gives our example, he throws in another one. Kol Nefesh Rebeis Yaakov HaBar Mitzrayim Shivim. It says when Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, and now there are 70 people. If you add it up, how many are there? 69.
But the Gemara goes to where nice to explain that he was born.
I think that's what Matis said 2 minutes ago. So we will discuss that. V'chein arbim yakenu. Similarly, when it comes to Malchus. So the Rush is saying that, in fact, when we're talking about these cases, right, the Torah rounds off. It says it's a davar pashut, and in fact, yeah, there are several examples of this. Now, all of these examples are problematic. They're all problematic because when you're off, the Chumash, the Rashi, the Gemara, everyone jumps up and down and says, "Oh my goodness, why are we off?" No one ever says, "Yeah, close enough. Keep on moving. Keep on moving." Right.
How many people specifically at a time are going to change the specific cost? I don't know.
Right. But here the Rush says that these numbers were rounded, right? That really 49 means and 50 is the same thing, 39 and 40 is the same, 69 and 70 is the same thing.
But what if somebody's 55? I mean, it could be 55. But we're calling it 50.
There's 55, we still call them a senior citizen. That's the way it works.
My point
that's
is,
what 55 is.
Could be 51. Could be.
So right now, again, all we have here is we have a statement originally by the Chidah. The Chidah says all the numbers in this week's Parsha are rounded off. He brings proofs. The Rush also says that we round off.
So they're raising that to me. I don't think certain people say it means that we round off. The third is doing it.
Can't be firmer than God, right? The Torah can round up, I can round up also. I once had a din Torah where it was a landlord-tenant. The landlord was trying to get rid of the tenants. Tenants were totally wrecking the house. They wanted them out. So among the reasons why they were wrecking the house is because this house was not big enough for the amount of kids that these people had. And when they filled out their form for the apartment, they lied. They said they only had two kids, but really they had more kids. So I asked them, what? Right. So I asked the people, well, that how many children did you write? How many children did you have? And they said, I and Hara. We didn't want to give the real number. Actual story.
We have a long tradition of that.
Yeah, okay, well. These people had a long tradition of being thrown out of their apartment. So, they have a long family tradition of eviction. So now, look at Rashi in the Chumash, as Matis pointed out, and Yitzhak sort of pointed out. No, we don't sit back and ignore these when we're off. Arvi machas haShabbos hashitzu lo ad becham behein arvim v'tishayom. When it says that you're supposed to count 50, it's up to 50. It's not really 50, right? Rashi feels it necessary to explain to us that no, it never said 50, right? He said, "V'chamishim yom v'ikraftim mincha chadasha l'Hashem b'yom ha'chamishim takrivim." Rami is a medrash al pshuto sa'ad machas ha'shabbos ha'shvius to yom ha'chamishim tisbu. He says it means count up until the 50 days, count 7 weeks, which will lead you up until 50. But Rashi's not happy with saying that's it. The Korban Nisamel, which is a super commentary on the Rush himself is a commentary, right, is bothered by this Rush. And he says, what do you mean? How can you tell me that 69 and 70 were rounding off? There's an entire Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that, in fact, Yocheved was born in Benachomos. That Yocheved was born while she was entering into, they were entering Israel. That's why when they left, they were 69. By the time they got there, they were 70. As they were entering Egypt, Yocheved was born. So in the event that 69 is 70, what's the difference? So that's all out the window.
That's by Malkos and by, that was a guy you see, Arbi Chasarachas.
Well,
by what's it called?
Gemara Marcus has to explain to us how 39 became 40.
As 39, you say 40 minus 1.
What?
It says 39, you say 40 minus 1.
Who says 40 minus 1?
They say Arim Chaser Achas.
Who's this person we're talking about? Who says this?
By Rabbi Tesmarachos or by the Marcus?
Okay. You just said 40.
Anyhow, well, so the Korban Nisamel says this doesn't really make much sense, right? The fact that the Gemara felt it was necessary, and we all know this drasha, right? Yitzhak pointed out. So not only that, the truth of the matter is this is a big deal because our insistence that Yocheved was born Bein HaChomos, right? Does the following. From the amount of time from when they go down to Egypt until they get out of Egypt is how many years?
210. But it's
how,
400 shana.
Okay. Well, and stepping back for a moment, how old is Moshe when they leave?
80.
Which means how old is Yocheved when Moshe is born? 130. Right?
More interesting than Sarah.
That's right. And for some reason or another, the Chumash, right, thought it was necessary to make a big deal of Sarah, who was just a regular spring chicken at the age of 90 giving birth. And here Yocheved is 40 years older, right? Doesn't he warrant a mention even? Right? So what's the...
Happened, so
what? Okay. So the bottom line is that the only reason I get into these questions of how she's 130 is because I'm insistent that she was born Bena Chamos. And the only reason I'm insistent is because 69 isn't 70. If I can just turn around and say, you know, 69, 70, you know, Iceberg, Greenberg, Goldberg, it's all the same to me, right? Then the whole thing's, then who cares? So in fact, we would have been much better off by just saying that. Interestingly, if you look at the Ralbag, Gersonides, on Shmos, the Ralbag is very happy to say that in fact, it's true. The Ralbag actually goes to the math where he's insistent that Yocheved was not that old when Moshe was born, right? Efshe shenolda Yocheved l'Levi b'sof yemei chayim. Could be that Levi gave birth to Yocheved when he was already an older man. Right? If assuming Levi is 137 when he dies, let's say he's around 50 when they go down. So he lives in Mitzrayim for 87 years. If he gives birth to Yocheved towards the end of those 87 years, let's say he's 85, let's say 85 years in. So she's only 45 then when she gives birth to Moshe.
And Moshe was the younger son.
The youngest. Right, of the three children, right? And that's highly reasonable.
Yeah, that could happen today.
Right? It does happen pretty regularly today. So he says, if that's the case, that would be normal. But what am I going to do about the idea that she was born in Beina Chamos, Ralbag says? Sure. Just a way, it's a drasha to tell us that God could do it. God could do great miracles if he wanted.
Really, he wasn't born then.
Right. This is the Ralbag. So the Ralbag actually is willing to walk back this Gemara. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. It's not really serious. That's not the answer to 6970. So again, the Ralbag is a significant Rishon, and you know he can say it. But the bottom line is we're having trouble here because the Gemara in Baba Basra thought that there's a big difference between 69 and 70. Similarly, as Shlomo's been trying to get out for the last few minutes, the Gemara in Baka says Mishnah's Kama Malkuso Arbor Mechaser Achas. How many malchus you get? 40 minus 1. Shenemar bin mispar arba'im. Minyan shu samach arba'im. It's like 39. It's a number that's really close to number 9. Rabbi Yehuda omer arba'im shleimus uloke. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that you actually do get 40. But again, the Gemara here is not saying that 39 and 40 is alike. So we have an issue here where, you know, this idea of the Rishonim that are supporting the idea that we're dealing with rounding numbers, their proofs are very odd proofs because they're proofs that the Gemara was never comfortable with. If you take a look at the Gemara in Kedushin, it says that the month fell for 40 years. But wait a second, Gemara says, do they really have it for 40 years? What? They're missing a couple of weeks. Correct. Why? Because they leave Mitzrayim, right?
The first few weeks, they didn't eat the man.
Right. They don't start the man until at some point in the year.
Correct.
They go into Israel.
And they stop the man.
And they stop, and that's the 10th of Nisan. So you're a little bit short.
But in a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah. So the Gemara is bothered. He said, V'chi arbim shana achu, haro arbim shana chasu shloshim yom achu. Missing a month. What?
Yeah, the point. It's into the next year already. So that can just be not around anymore. That could just be the next year.
The point is they're still 30 days off, so it's not
40 years.
Yeah, it's not until the 40.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not.
Only part of the way in does it.
That's 40 years. For example, we talk about people sitting shiva.
Nobody said shit. We said
this is into the seven
a little bit. Yeah. Mitzvah Sayam Kukulu. So Mitzvah Sayam Kukulu.
Production of giving birth right. is 6 months and a month really considered the
honor. Right. Yeah. This is all wonderful, but this is not what the Gemara says. If anyone here wants to write their own Gemara, these are all fascinating ways to go with it. However, in Babylon, they went a different way. They decided to. Right? In Babylon, when they wrote the Gemara, they were bothered by this question. And they didn't go with, well, you know, close enough. Right? You know, it's mixes
Hayom Kukulo. There are plenty of places in the Gemara where they do. There's an approximation for five that they say just use three. They say that
we're not discussing does the Gemara ever round off. We're discussing now when the Torah gives us a number, is it an exact number or is it a rounded number? So we can have Sukkim in the Torah.
Why do you assume that in cases where the rounded number would make sense, it gives us a rounded number, and in cases where we must have an exact number, it gives us an exact number? And the Torah, like, isn't consistent on this because nobody is. If I say that there are about 3 million people in Denver, nobody tells me I'm wrong, even though it's 2,900,000 something.
You're not God, are you?
What?
Let's confirm that point. I'm checking. Right. You know, that we're doing here with you know, a not just divinely inspired, we're talking about a divinely written book. And the question is, you know, when they put down a number, or is it like that? So the Gemara is bothered by the fact that you're off by 30 days here, right? And it gives an answer. So Ugo Shotim in Mitzrayim, Tamuhu Ketam Mon. The food that they brought out of Mitzrayim before they started, that tasted like man. So the Be'er Heitiv looks at this and says, well, there that's a question against the Rosh, right? If 39 years and 11 months isn't close enough to say, okay, that's 40. And the Gemara has to ask a question. Well, what about those last month?
And that's the answer to the...
Right, and that's to give it, right? That doesn't that indicate that we are not willing to accept that it's rounded?
All the rounding is really big numbers. All the ones that we need to answer for are less than.
Right, so
isn't there a margin of error built in, like with Solomon's proof? So if you do the calculation, it's 3 to 1. But
it sounds like something I just heard a minute ago.
It's 5, yeah. So what I'm saying is that both are correct, but there's a built-in margin of error. So it's not that it's...
So again, let's not mix Navi and Torah. That's point number one, right? Point number two is without, right, a few years ago, we did Pi and Parshas Matos Masei, right? And we discussed at the time that there was a point behind it, right? Meaning that it's not that God did not know what Pi was, not that Shlomo did not know what Pi was.
You still can't write Pi, no matter what.
What? No, I mean, they here it is. That's the letter. Right? I could even write that double S thing now. We said there's a reason for it. The reason for it is that we have the right to approximate in certain places. But here, why would we be getting non-exact numbers in this week's parsha? We want to save a few letters. Listen, we know Yossi's buying a safe, but he's paying by the letter.
Right.
Save his, you know, if he saves enough money, we'll be able to buy a model that fits. You know, you know, maybe. Right. I knew we should have put it in the wash. I knew it. I knew this was going to be a problem. Pay for the dry cleaning, I said, but no.
Every word in the Torah is so exact.
Right.
How could we suddenly say that we just rounded numbers?
Right. That's exactly the point. Right. It's
difficult to accept it.
Right. It doesn't make sense. Not all of us.
Entire Masechtas are written about one pimple, one word.
Right.
It's called Mila Sheba Torah, you know, and suddenly, oh, yeah.
O pachot o yoter. O pachot o yoter.
It's difficult to
Correct. That's the question. Right. Rabbi Chanan Samet, who's from the Gush, makes a point that another point against the Rush, which I think is what the Chaya was just saying, is like 69 to 70, 39 to 40, 49 to 50, right? That doesn't, what are the, if we assume that we're rounding in Sefer Bamidbar, what are the real numbers? They're probably not off by one, right? They're probably off by 13, 28, you know, something like that. So, you know, even if we were, even if we weren't bothered by all these groups, we will get to that. Again, we mentioned that there's 130 out there and there's 150 out there. Those are out of all of the numbers, right? They're all multiples of 10, which is enough. But with the exception of those two, all the other ones are multiples of 100. Yes.
My point is, it's likely that it's either at 90 and somewhere above 500, or it would be in the ones, I guess. I want to say this.
The units.
Yeah. Because
the aughts.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
So even though it's a very low probability, do we know that the rounded numbers are wrong?
You mean that they're not rounded?
No, that it wasn't that number.
So they weren't rounded.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's a possibility also.
Because I mean, also,
but that would be miraculous.
Like you see, Moshe looked one way, he looked in the future, he looked behind. So maybe Hashem is a cheshbon that.
Right. Well, discussing. Right.
There were fetuses that added up to the.
To exactly that number.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it easier, right?
No.
I'm still here. It didn't help me at all. So that is, you know, an issue that we have. So again, you have the opinion here of the Rosh of Rabbeinu Yeshaya that they did round off. They bring what seems to be proofs that this was not uncommon to round off. The proofs are weak, right? There are major questions on these proofs, etc. Professor Eli Mertzbach from Bar Ilan wrote about this as well. It says, "Bekama makomos b'Torah musko inyan merkeid ha'uchusin b'mei Yisrael b'mayim zeh ritzon la'asek b'uvda shekimah kol ha'mesapim mofim b'mefkadim mispareim." Sorry, "hamofim b'mefkadim nirim k'mispareim agurim." They all just seem to be rounded. Koma b'ro yechidot. There's no units. Afilo ro b'ro asarot, and majority don't even have tens. Move on Shefshir Tamil Hasbis Atova Zekines. It could be a miracle, right? Why not? Not that God couldn't do this. So for Ekrait, Boro Hezber Klau, Ulam Pirusha Misug Zekvar Nitroy, they go in Farshim, but Tian of Shash, in Nes Boro Mashmoot Boro Toavas. Why make a miracle for no reason? Right? God does miracles, he decides to split the. What?
Hashem decides in the reason.
But shouldn't we know about it?
If Hashem created something for a specific reason, shouldn't we have had that reason passed down?
Right, it's just so random.
But separately, even though the Torah is the word of God, the sentences were not done by them.
Well, no, so we believe that's not true. No. No, we believe that every letter in the Torah comes from God.
No. Every letter does this. But what I'm saying is this. God commands Moshe to use census. Moshe does a census. He rounds it because he finds it difficult for him and the people to use the numbers. God then records, and Moshe recorded this.
So you're saying God recorded Moshe was lazy?
No. God used the number that Moshe used. Well, you're assuming that God is going to round it. It's entirely possible that because of
well, again, God says, write down, this is the amount. God says, write down these words. This is the amount. So you're saying that maybe
yes,
God decided, well, write down the amount that you kind of, you know, laxed off and you gave up.
No, but going by that logic, why do they do a census? Why doesn't God say, and write down these numbers? God commands.
Well, again, there's a need for it at the time, and then there is the Torah.
God tells Moshe to take a census. Moshe takes a census. For purpose of logistics, he rounds. God then tells Moshe to record the rounded number he used.
Again, but it does not say, as Jenny pointed out, that the Torah writes, and these are the numbers that Moshe came up with. It says these are the numbers, the people that were there.
Well, it says these were what were reported.
So there are other options besides the two that we have presented here. And the question becomes, why are we counting? Why are we counting? What are we trying to do? With Yaakov Kamenetsky, and this different people have had different spins on this. He said that, if you remember, that why are we counting here? We're counting here for the military, right? Military, you have battalions. How many people are in a battalion? 50. Therefore, he says, well, when we're counting the people, you know, we want to know how many battalions, how many groups of 50 we have. Therefore, he said, based on that, you're always going to be rounded by 50, because if you have seven people left afterwards, we're not going to say, all right, you guys take a shot at it, see how it goes, right? You're just going to leave it off. These are the amounts that we have. So since the purpose of the counting was for military, and military are broken into these groups of 50, we'll call them a troop, a battalion, whatever it is. But it took me a while to learn that a troop is only one person. Growing up, F troop had so many people in it, you know. But, you know, we're saying 100,000 troops in Tehran. Wow, I wonder how many people that are. That is, it's actually 100,000. Each troop has what, 50 people? No, I've learned these things. So they have these battalions. That's the reason why. It's not that it was a miracle. It's not that it's rounding off. But again, we're doing this for military purposes, and for military purposes, you're going to end up with numbers like this.
So why is there a 30?
Everyone hold off on the thing. I just answered 23 out of 24. I'm feeling pretty good. We'll get to the 30. Trust me. Yes, Jenny. What? Well, again, we don't really know the numbers for Chalukas Haaretz, right? We have a general idea of how many people there are. The Chalukas Haaretz, as we know in this week's parsha, is an al pi hagoro. And then, again, we don't know how it gets. We know that this Shevet gets this part of the land, right? We hear a little bit about it now. And we hear a lot more about it in Yehoshua, right? But we never hear out how they break it down within the tribes. Right. Again, it's not that doesn't have to be exact, right? We're counting here because if a guy was 65, he didn't get a piece of the land. If a guy was 18, he didn't get a piece of the land. What? Yep.
Yep. When they built the Mishkan, the numbers that they give in Parshas Truma, those are all exact numbers, or those are random?
And those aren't people. It's
no, but I'm saying, well, when they say this amount of gold, or this
we assume that that's exact, because they try to figure out where each bit went. So that the idea that is put out by Yaakov Kamenetsky is it's not rounded and it's not a miracle, but the way we're counting. Now, this isn't such a crazy idea. What? No, again, but it's not being rounded. The amount of people that we're counting is we're not counting those last seven people because we're not going to be able to use them. So we're not rounding them. We're not going to. I don't know what they have to sell Kohino pads to the people who are hanging back. You know, it's like their job mix. Whatever we find for them to do.
Question: who would agree to that? Is he by the old the window? There are 72. Only 72.
Right.
So again.
Again, I think Eldon made that right. They bowed out before the Goral, if I remember correctly, in that story. But if they well, again, so maybe they did do a Goral. How do I know that they didn't do a Goral to knock off these last seven guys? Okay. I don't know. Again, we don't know anything on the micro level. We get these numbers on the macro level. So with that being said, let's discuss those 30 that have been bothering people so much. So with that, Rabbi Chanan Sami says, Ata nitem lahavenes haskaras chetam shal dosom bavir and ves onshem achar pirit pikudei shevet Reuven. If you look at this week's parsha, right, they go and they count off Reuven, and then they go back to say, you know, and Dosom and Aviram were these bad guys, and they died, etc. Yes, they were bad guys. Yes, they died with Alas Korah. Why are we bringing that up here? Why is that relevant to the census? So he says, that's exactly the point. He said, "Kedivrei Rambam biBiur LePasuk LeTesham." He's going to cause us to go, "Odia ki Dosom Aviram v'Chol Sherehem Nivro." Kedivrei Rambam says, "Rimo she'avdu chalkom in haaretz." So this is to tell us that we specifically took Dosan and Viren and their people out right here and now. So he says that that's exactly the point. This is the one case we're going to give you a strange number to indicate that that number was supposed to be higher. Right? And that's what we're going to Dosan and Viren to point out that, yes, no, a number is not supposed to end on a 30, but it ends on a 30 because this group of 50 or this lost 20 or this group of 100 lost 70, whatever it is, it's an indication that there were people that were supposed to be here that got taken out. And that's the reason why it says afterwards. So that's what the suggestion here is, that the reason that this is the one exception to the rule, so it also, when you read the psukim, it's also the exception to the rule that we discussed us and Van Viren right in the middle of it.
Why do you, especially in this case, recorded so cryptically? Why don't you just say it out, say it so it's obvious in some way? But we don't.
Right, that was my answer as well. The whole Torah is written this way, you know? Right. This is not more cryptic, I don't think, than most of the Torah. That's a good out there.
Also, it's a thousand or lost people, it's still already made it happen.
Right. Meaning that right. So yeah, so that's why that's the answer. That's why the 130 is also the one that has a little bit of a discussion in between. What? Rabbi Chanan Samet from the Gush. The Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky deals with the other question. Right, if you take a look, go back, it's not just the 30, but God, not in this week's parsha, but in the beginning, God was the one that ended in a 50. So if Chaim Kanievsky was asked, why did they end with a 50? He said, B'chol shvatim hayu meir shlemas, chutz misheva God shayu chamishim. So he says, V'yeshom d'chol shvatim v'chashi per tezuta, k'mo shkotsu b'b'choros, v'chein, im haya yoser minun chashiv rei b'meya, v'im haya pachos minun chashiv rei b'meya hakodemes. He said that they rounded off to hundreds. Right, that is the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky thought they rounded off to hundreds. Over 50, it went up to the higher 100. Under 50 goes to the lower 100. But what happened with God? Son of a gun. God had 50 on the nose. You can't round up. You can't round down. So God got stuck with 50.
Well, so what about Shimon on the second?
What?
What about Shimon on the second? But being Rebbe's, he gets a whole new number.
So Shimon is not a whole new number. Shimon is the addition of base of Reuven, Shimon, and God.
Right. Three of them total off.
Right. Right. So. Right. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right, of blessed memory, wrote multiple svarim, right? One of them, the one I actually own, is number 13, Time of the Krah. But he also has something called Derech Sicha, which is another thing, where he writes the same thing in a longer version, right? And it's the question that we know, B'minyan Shvatim Shebetorah, Ein Af Pam Yechidus, Eich Yitam Shetam Yemispar Kazeh. He said, how could it always be that it wasn't rounded off? So he goes through the whole story that they did round it off. But then in the second version of it, he says he mentioned this to his father. And his father told him he was dead wrong. Right? So going to the fourth line, very interesting that he didn't put it in the other version. Then this one says, "Va'abazat." So the Stipler Gaon said to his son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, no.
There's no rounding.
There's no rounding. There's no rounding. The Torah does not round. That's that. The Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siveh Shia Mispah Zeh B'diyuk. Siv Chamishim Kem Shoya Nun B'diyuk. Monin Oso. And that's what he says. So it's interesting that this, the question of do we round or don't we round, is actually a disagreement between Rav Chaim Kanievsky and his father, the Stipler Gaon. Rav Chaim Kanievsky uses this idea of rounding to explain the 50 of Bud. And his father says he don't need any explanations. The number was the number. That's the end of that. There are other approaches into this. So yeah, so basically right now, just to review, we have three approaches. One approach is the numbers were rounded. Second approach is the numbers weren't rounded. That would seem to work. And the third one is that there's a different reason. When we're counting, we're not aiming for an exact number, right? With what we've said so far is maybe this was for military. We're counting battalions, whatever it is. Therefore, it has to be a rounded number. It's the only way it's going to work out. The Netziv, at the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, says, "Gadaiti shelo nimnu ki im yotzei tzava haynu ru'im limonos b'chal ha-melech mochamas k'na'anim." So he makes a comment. The first time we counted the Jews, there were 603,000, right? And 550. When we left Egypt, that was our number, and that became the number we needed in order for the Shekhinah to come down. Once that became the number, that was the number. And even if there were more people, because you'll note every time we count, we end up with that number. And Rashi himself says, were some people born? Didn't some people die? Didn't some people who were under 20 become over 20? What happened here? The story is when someone died, they were replaced. He said the idea was that there was an amount of people that everyone had to have. And once you had that number, it wasn't an exact number, you were filling in whoever left. So that's the reason why this was a number. This was right, it wasn't an exact census. So again, this is similar but different than what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that the counting we're doing is not an exact count, but it's meant for something else. In the prologue to the Das Mikra on Sefer Bamidbar, he said, "Gam shuvos lebayis evil amsvom she's karnal elki atzos v'yisol osim al amsari alafim v'sarei meos v'sarei chamishim v'sarei asaros." This is an answer which is similar to the answer. He says, remember when Yisro came forward, he said, you know, Moshe, you can't run it all. We're going to need people that are in charge of thousands, people in charge of hundreds, people that are in charge of fifties. He said, so therefore, when we counted, right, it was counted only people who had groups. And therefore, that's why it's always going to be rounded off, because it can't be less than a 10. Because you need to have a sorry asaros. And therefore, that's why he gives the answer for that. Again, this is all the same general type of answer that we are giving. And that type of answer we're giving is that the count is not an exact count. It's not that we're rounding, right? It's not that there was a miracle. But when we were coming up, what we were trying to accomplish, right, was accomplished through this type of counting, right? Either it's a military reason, right, it is a reason of maintaining the numbers that were. It was a reason of, you know, the Yisro setup of how things worked. Now, this is all fine and dandy, but go back to the first page. And when we count the Levium, we're going to end up with the numbers really not adding up. You have 7,500 in Gershon, 8,600 in Kahas, 6,200 in Merari. Then the pasuk says, add them all up, you get 22,000. But you don't. Right? In fact, if you add just the last threes, right, the 500, the 600, and 200, it's got to end in a 300. You're up by 300 here. Right? So the question is, what's going on? And then it gets worse. Because if you remember, originally the work in the Mishkan was supposed to be done by the Bechorim, right? They were replaced by the Levium. So they added up the Bechoros, they added the Levium, and they were off by a certain number. They were off by 273.
I'm sorry, 273?
There's no reason to apologize. The number is 273. It's fine. It's not your fault. It's 273. Okay, as far as I know, it was not your fault. I could be wrong. But so, the Mesha Chochma, see, talking to the Sefer, this way saw Ben Esrim Shana Vamal Koritza, so I saw Tivkadu Osam with Tziv Osam. It says everyone over the age of 20, count them up for the Pesek of going to war. They seem to be counting only the tens, not the units. So the reason is how Moshe Rabbeinu didn't walk around counting each individual, right? Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu would go to each tribe, and the tribe got together all of their Sarei Alofim. And the way the Sarei Alofim worked is they got their Sarei Meos, right? Down to the Sarei Asaros. And the Sarei Asaros, you're never going to end up with a number that's not divisible by 10.
So you guesstimate is what you're trying to say?
No, you didn't guesstimate. But again, the way we count is you know, every person, I am in charge of hundreds. So I call together my groups of 10 that are under me. So there are 10 groups of 10, so that's 100, so I'm 100. Me and my other 9 go to the head of the thousands, and then all the heads of the thousands go to the head of the Sheva, and then they report the Moshe. Right, so like we said before, that's why, of course, you're never going to end up with that, right? Assuming this is the process. Right, now again, here we are. We're the 10 tens, you know, we are, et cetera. Now, of course, again, I just need to count the thousands.
Don't you assume there's a thousands group that only has 4,000?
Right. There are 300s that are kind of just hanging out there. Yeah. Right. So guy of the thousands, you know, you can say, you know, yeah, and I've got these three leftovers here. What? No, they are in the count. Meaning that you can have leftovers, but the tens did not have leftovers.
It's the mechanism of counting. If we're counting the thousands, why not instead of saying we have this many people, do a smaller number and say we have this many people?
You could. Or you do people. What do I gain one way or the other?
One shorter, and also it'll be more exact.
So moving on, let's. Going on to number 20, right? This idea that the numbers aren't exact do bring some issues for it. So, for example, when at one point in these counts, it says on the word Aharon, there are nekudos. There are a few cases in the Torah where there are dots on top of words. And whenever that happens, you have to explain why.
There's one that's with the question.
And it is? Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know. Yes, I don't know. I just saw this today.
Is
a large letter.
Is that what? Maybe.
No, it's not that. I have a large
letter. The second vav of the word, the sorrow has a dot on top of it.
See you. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lama nakur al aron shebechumish bikudim. Why is the one time Aaron has have dotted? Because Aaron wasn't counted. Now, wait a second. if you're rounding off, who cares? Right? Right? It was 22,300. What? Not in the original count. In this was Parsh, right? But this was in Bamidbar, right? So the question is, wait a second. If you're around, right, the Levium aren't counted in this week's Parsha. Levium are counted in par gimel of Sefer Bamidbar. If the 22,000 wasn't an exact number, why are you telling me that we didn't count that guy?
It's right? Not an
irrelevant
guy.
So? You know, when you're taking a census, you know, I don't count for four because I'm an important guy. You know, you count for a half. You know, that's not how it works. That's not how a democracy works, Jenny.
Why do you think our run is unfounded?
Because the Gemara says so. That's one reason. So the question is, when the Gemara bothers to tell us that Aaron wasn't counted, that strongly indicates that makes a difference, right? And that strongly points in the direction that this was not around him.
Or he's in the remainder.
What?
And he's one of the three people who specifically mentioned he's in the remainder. Yeah, the three right. Extra guys.
What? So,
most of the people who are in the remainder necessarily, assuming it's military battalions, aren't going to be doing anything important. Or assuming it's something else, aren't doing anything important. Are the one important guy who's in the remainder, so he's mentioned. If the other people had been mentioned in the Torah, they'd also have.
I didn't follow.
Me neither.
Him neither. Okay. Yes, that's a good point. So, good. My thoughts exactly. So, the Yikra d'Oraisa, an interesting sefer. It collects ideas from different people. This is quoting a fellow, Sri Rothberg, who was alive at least when the book was written. I don't know who he is or was. He writes as follows: B'chol haminyanim shemanu as klal Yisrael v'asalavim kulam is Sparm Agulim Basaros. So he points out the same as we all know, the numbers look rounded. The aim is from Yechidim Vishol Zos Haramban, Kate said Yitochin Shahim and Yam Shah Yechidos, Ramban was no why not, but Yechidim Mataritz Rambam, Kizeho Yokach Mea Shemaim, but you Yechidim came in Shazet, Sibor Vitzibo Zed, Dover Shalim. So the Ramban says, no. When we talk about people, we're talking about a Tzibor. Tzibor means 10 people, a million. So therefore,
it's the exact number.
It has to be there. V'im yesh yichido zechos b'shem atzibor ki misper shepachos me'asor pogeya b'shem atzibor. Interesting idea. If you have less than that, so that's a problem. Kim yesh on the kim she b'chorim einam tzibor ever likud shal misper yichidim l'chein kan b'chorim shapi yichom l'yos yichidim. He said, now when you're counting a shevet is a tzibor. You're counting the levim are a tzibor. You talk about a family of levim, that's a tzibor. The b'chorim. The Bechoros have nothing to do with one another. He says, so that's the reason, the one non-rounded number you find is the Bechorim. That's why you end up with it's off by 273. That's the reason why. The Ibn Ezra, right? When he talks about the issue of the 22,000, Shnayim ve'esim elef mechal, k'sha'at mechaber pratim tinsa shiyose shalosh meyas. It's up by 300. Yesh omen ki akosuv achaz derek tzara rahazkir ha'lofim v'ozav ha'meyos. V'zeh lo yitochim b'avor mispah ha'otzim sheh p'chusim e'shalosh meyos. He said, the Ibn Ezra says, people were going to suggest that's rounded off. That's a very, very hard argument to make. So because this number, when we're talking about, he says, and this is brought out more in the next piece, the final piece, is we count up the amount of Bechoros, we have the number of Levium, right? Right? There's a difference of 273. You can't tell me that one number is exact and the other number is rounded. Because you can't deal with numbers like that. It just doesn't work, right? You can't, you know, subtract a real number from an approximate number, another number of 273. When I come with a number 2773, that means that both numbers were real numbers, right? So that the truth of the matter is, that's something that really points to the idea that these are not rounded. Now, you can tell me, okay, maybe the number of Levium is real and all the other ones are rounded. But we take the levim and you compare them to the bechoros, you end up with this situation where it's very difficult to say that way.
Well, actually, it makes sense if it's below that.
Well, again, levim probably aren't going to work. It's a question.
That's my point exactly. Everyone else is counting.
But they ended up but they still end up with a double zero.
Actually happened.
Right. See, that one.
It's a 1 out of 100 chance.
But right.
That's all I'm willing to accept.
Right. 22,300 is the real number. Right. The Ibn Ezra throws out a possibility, but he rejects it. So you got to look at the Parshanim and see what they say. So that's a big and interesting question. You read through all the numbers. You know, on the one hand, they sure look rounded. On the other hand, why would they round? Right, as Yossi said, right? It's not that's not like the Torah to do that. So
yeah, it's the Torah using numbers very, very precisely
all the time.
Yeah, very much so. So therefore, it happens to be again. This isn't halacha v'maisa. These other answers. Of the battalions of you know, trying to fill the other numbers, etc. That happens to speak to me better, right? That it's neither A nor B, but one of these C's out there. I happen to say that works for me, but...
Well, that's just rounding with a purpose.
No, it's not rounding with a purpose. It's counting in a way where you end up with rounded numbers. That's the reason we're counting that, right? I'm counting battalions. I'm going to end up with those people, right? If I'm selling eggs, right? So the amount I'm selling is always going to be divisible by 12, right? Because I'm filling up the boxes of a dozen eggs each,
yeah. Right? Nine in one box. Yeah.
I'm not going to sell a box with 9 eggs. What type of person you think I am?
About 6 eggs.
No, but you're going to count them.
No.
So I'm removing them. So you're always going to round down.
Right, yeah, I'm not rounding. You know, I'm selling this amount of eggs. I'm not rounding the amount. Right, right now, right. I have 144 eggs to sell. Right, my chickens laid 147. I'm not rounding. I have 143. The other three, I'm going to make an omelet with because I can't sell them. Well, I'm making a potato cocoa. You know, right? Only the whites. So, you know, but it's not rounding. It's the actual number, which happens to come out that way because that's these are the boxes that we're filling. All right, how many people washed?
I remember exactly.
Yeah. Ah, there we go.
Round it up.
10. No. Good. Well, we have a client who washed.